Chapter 4. Establishing a Positive Climate. Squad leaders set the climate in their squad. This is crucial to building a high-performing team that embodies the Army values and helps the team become trained, cohesive, disciplined, and physically fit. Climate. Climate can significantly influence many critical outcomes, such as readiness, performance, morale, motivation, mutual respect, and discipline. Center for the Army Profession and Leadership, KPOL, Building and Maintaining a Positive Climate Handbook, July 2020. Climate is the atmosphere that leaders at all levels create within their organizations. Leaders establish a positive climate through their actions. Climates are much easier to change than culture. There is evidence every time there is a change in leadership within an organization. Climate is how members think and feel about their organization, and it comes from shared perceptions and attitudes about the organization's daily functioning. It affects members' motivation and the trust they have in their teams and leaders. Studies indicate that a negative climate contributes to discipline issues within a unit. Of note, sexual harassment and sexual assault is more likely in organizations with a negative climate. Negative climates lead to a general lack of discipline, both on and off duty, poor work ethic, and ineffective leadership. Case Study 1. Impact of Trust on Building a Positive Climate. Staff Sergeant Bunnell had to make a choice. Where should he position his three sniper teams to watch over their battalion's 40-kilometer portion of Main Supply Route, MSR, Tampa, so they could best engage and destroy the insurgents emplacing improvised explosive devices, IEDs, along the route? Staff Sergeant Bunnell had been with this squad since just before the unit deployed to Iraq a month ago. This was the squad's first mission outside of the forward operating base, FOB, without the unit that usually conducted their left-seat, right-seat rides. Insurgent IED activity had increased in recent days along the route, causing fatalities, injuries, and damaging or destroying vehicles. The squad all listened in when the staff briefed the mission. They paid close attention throughout the brief, but paid special attention when the S2 updated on the pattern of the recent IED activity and the times she believed they were emplaced. Staff Sergeant Bunnell gathered the squad around the map so he could collect their thoughts on selecting the site. His 5-man team selected 3 different positions, which all differed from where he had believed the best position would be. Bunnell had each team member explain the reason why they thought the team should use their selected position. After each member had discussed their recommended positions, Staff Sergeant Bunnell showed the squad the positions that he had selected. Only one of his positions matched with any of the team's recommendation. Bunnell went on to detail his thought process for selecting each position. Each of the squad members nodded in agreement at their squad leader's selected positions and reasons for selecting the sites. "Why did you have us recommend a position to you if you already knew our sniper positions?" asked Specialist Jackling. Staff Sergeant Bunnell replied, "Listen, I'm not always going to have time to explain to you why I make certain decisions. Most of the time, I'm going to just direct you to do something and not have time to explain why I chose that course of action. Other times, like this, the situation allows me to explain my thought process. This way you can understand why I chose a specific course of action. You will understand how I think and what I look for to determine the best way to accomplish the mission. It is all about trust. You trusting me trusting you, and all of us trusting the team." Another team member asked, "Staff Sergeant Bunnell, if we know how you think and the kind of information you need to make a decision, what should we do if you seem to go against your own way of thinking or do not have all of the information?" "Then you should raise the concern. I am going to make the best decision I can with the information that I have. Now that you know what info I need, if you have information that I need to know to make an informed decision, make sure I have considered that information," Staff Sergeant Bunnell replied. Question 1. Do you think Staff Sergeant Bunnell's actions helped build trust within the squad? Question 2. Do you believe that the squad is less likely to question decisions Staff Sergeant Bunnell makes in the future? Question 3. Are professional development opportunities also helpful for building trust within a formation? All leaders establish a climate in their organizations. That climate can be either positive or negative. Leaders' role in fostering a positive climate. A leader is responsible for establishing a positive climate in their organization. The elements that influence the climate are modeling appropriate behavior, maintaining Army culture and core values, and caring for members. If a leader fails at any one of these, they will not have a high-performing team and will possibly have a dysfunctional group. They are also more likely to have discipline problems. Either the team members will select an informal leader to follow, one who performs all of the elements, or they will follow the poor leader and become a squad that does not perform to standard. Modeling appropriate behavior. Modeling appropriate behavior is one of the competencies in the Army Leader Requirements Model under Leads by Example. Effective leaders must demonstrate not only by words but also by actions the behaviors they want others to emulate. Other members of the team look to the leader to understand how they should behave and perform. When the leader is not present and a squad or team member is unsure of how to behave, they will look to an informal leader who will, if the climate is positive, demonstrate positive behavior. The following list from Building and Maintaining a Positive Climate Handbook shows other ways leaders can model appropriate behavior. Displaying character. Leaders can display character by completing tasks on time and modeling standards for performance, personal appearance, physical fitness, and ethics. They can also display character by modeling sound judgment and reasoning, determination, persistence, and patience. Exemplifying the warrior ethos. Leaders can demonstrate the warrior ethos on and off the battlefield by showing resilience during prolonged and demanding conditions, and by doing the right thing despite adversity, challenges, and setbacks. Leading with confidence in difficult situations. Leaders should demonstrate competence in their leadership abilities, display confidence and composure even when situations are not going well, and maintain a positive outlook in the face of adversity or setbacks. Demonstrating competence. Leaders can demonstrate technical and tactical competence by performing their duties to a high standard. They should share their knowledge of how to use equipment, procedures, and methods, while also remaining innovative. Demonstrating conceptual skills. Leaders should think critically about complex situations, understand cause and effect relationships, develop plans, and lead others. Seeking diverse ideas and points of view. Leaders should encourage honest communication and be open to alternative explanations and approaches for solving difficult problems. Winning matters, and people are my number one priority. People are our soldiers, regular Army, National Guard, and Reserve, their families, civilians, and soldiers for life, retirees, and veterans. We win through our people, and people will drive success in our readiness, modernization, and reform priorities. We must take care of our people. General James McConville, 40th Chief of Staff, U.S. Army, The Army People Strategy, October 2019. Culture. Culture consists of a shared set of beliefs, values, norms, and symbols that unite a group and characterize the larger institution over time. KPOL, Building and Maintaining a Positive Climate Handbook, July 2020. Strategic leaders in the Army establish culture over time. "This is my squad" is an example of the senior leaders wanting to tweak the culture of the Army. Army culture has developed over 250 years. General McConville wanted to emphasize the people-first culture in the Army, and did so when he published the Army People Strategy in 2019. Culture consists of the foundational values, beliefs, and behaviors that drive an organization's social environment and plays a vital role in mission accomplishment. The symbols or artifacts consist of material things like the Army flag, Medal of Honor, uniforms, etc., but artifacts also include stories. General George Washington crossing the Delaware, General Ulysses S. Grant during the Civil War, the Rangers scaling Pont du Oak, the 82nd Airborne Division jumping into Normandy, the Big Red One assaulting Omaha Beach on D-Day, stories of the heroics from Medal of Honor recipients like those that Audie Murphy, Roger Donlin, Thomas Paine, and Matthew Williams all add to the lore and reinforce the belief system and thus the culture of the U.S. Army. Changing culture is difficult. The Army has changed culture throughout its history, but it has always been a slow and difficult process. The U.S. Army is one of the most trusted institutions in all of government. After World War II, the Army and military as a whole were viewed as victors and an institution whose members deserved the utmost respect. Those feelings began to shift after the Korean and Vietnam Wars. What changed is that the public had more access to operations than ever before. Any missteps by soldiers or leaders were broadcast on national television immediately, influencing the public perception and ultimately the culture of the Army. Today's Army lives in an even more open environment. Social media provides everyone the opportunity to receive news and opinions in near real time. Social media influencers can sway public opinion rapidly, which has an effect on military culture. Maintaining Army culture and core values. As stated earlier in this chapter, culture takes a long time to change, and strategic leaders drive that culture. The Army core values align with the Army culture. Soldiers need to understand and embrace the Army values, living them in all aspects of life. The Army values are loyalty. Bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States, the Army, your unit, and other soldiers. Duty. Fulfill your obligations. Respect. Treat people as they should be treated. Selfless service. Put the welfare of the nation, the Army, and your subordinates before your own. Honor. Live up the Army values. Integrity. Do what is right, legally and morally. Personal courage. Face fear, danger, or adversity. Caring for members. Getting to know my soldiers and their families on a personal level allows me to understand their values and connection to the Army. It demonstrates to them that they are a valuable asset to my team. Staff Sergeant Carolina Ruiz, 2nd Infantry Division, 2ID, Division Artillery, Sergeant Major of the Army's This Is My Squad live panel, Joint Base Lewis McChord. The best leaders take care of the entire Army team, which consists of soldiers, Army civilians, and their families. Good leaders balance the needs of the mission and the welfare of their members by knowing their squad and regularly assessing their mental, physical, and emotional well-being and providing appropriate relief when needed. A leader cannot assess and detect changes in their subordinates unless they know them. Looking a team member in the eye and talking with them, and not just about work-related issues, meeting the families and understanding the challenges each soldier and Army civilian face is an important part of building the mutual trust every Army member should strive to achieve and maintain. Case Study 2, Balancing Family Needs with a Mission. The Blue Spaders had just returned from a 14-day exercise in Hohenfels, Germany. After performing recovery operations on Friday and Saturday and having Sunday and Monday off, the battalion was back at it on Tuesday with Day 3 recovery operations. Sergeant First Class Kahina was watching his platoon in the motor pool lay out all their equipment for the afternoon inspections. He noticed Staff Sergeant Brown, the second squad leader, constantly checking his cell phone and looking upset about something. Kahina knew that Staff Sergeant Brown was normally upbeat and constantly engaged with his squad in whatever they were doing. Sergeant First Class Kahina pulled Staff Sergeant Brown to the side for some privacy and asked if everything was all right. Brown replied, "Sergeant First Class Kahina, you know my daughter Olivia? She's having her first piano recital now at school. My wife has been blowing my phone up, asking if there is any way I can make it. Olivia is nervous and was really wanting me to be there. I told her we have an inspection and I cannot." Sergeant First Class Kahina then asked Staff Sergeant Brown if one of his team leaders could handle the inspection without him. "Of course he can. He's done this a few times," Brown replied. Sergeant First Class Kahina explained to Staff Sergeant Brown, "Listen, most of the time the Army mission will come first. Other times you need to take care of family first. When the Army has to come first, you are going to know it. Right now, you have a little girl who needs her daddy. Go be there for her." Staff Sergeant Brown left the motor pool with a huge smile on his face as he texted his wife to tell her to save him a seat. Question 1. What are your thoughts on Sergeant First Class Kahina's decision? Question 2. Is this an example of taking care of your members? Question 3. How do you think Staff Sergeant Brown's family felt about that decision? Question 4. What do you think the other members of the platoon thought of the decision? Caring for members also includes professional development, assessing their professional and functional education needs, and aligning those with organizational needs. Selecting team members with potential to attend school benefits not only the soldier, but also the unit and the Army as a whole. Balance the needs of the soldier and Army with the needs of the unit and leader. Many leaders struggle with this when determining whether to send a soldier to their professional military education training or when conducting a combat training center rotation. Rewards and punishment are also a part of taking care of soldiers. Reward the desired behavior, the behavior that demonstrates the Army values. The reward should be meaningful and in front of the team. It does not have to be a military award. It could be something as simple as a 3-day pass or early release from a duty day. Conversely, punish those whose behavior contradicts the Army values. Punishment can range from counseling to withholding promotions to non-judicial punishment. To be effective, rewards and punishment should be fair and consider the whole person when administering. It is important to enforce standards. Members will know that their leader cares for them when they take ownership of what their squad does or fails to do. The leader must own it. Leaders must know their team members, know their families, know where they are from, what they like to do for hobbies, etc. A leader will find it difficult to see indications of issues early on if they do not know about their soldiers or team. Case Study 3. Knowing Your Soldiers. Staff Sergeant Christensen knew his squad. He knew what they liked to do on the weekends during their off time. Every Friday, he did what he liked to call oak tree counseling with each of his soldiers. He would talk to each of them, ask how they were doing, and ask them what their plans were for the weekend. He noticed one Friday that one of his soldiers looked a little off, a little different from normal. When he asked this soldier what his plans for the weekend were, the soldier replied, "I'm going to stay in my room and play video games. I probably won't go out for the next few months." Staff Sergeant Christensen's antennae were up. "What's going on? You feeling sick or depressed? Is something going on that you want to talk about?" Staff Sergeant Christensen asked. The soldier opened up and explained that he had been the victim of a financial scam and lost more than $20,000. After identifying the issue and with assistance from others in the chain of command, Staff Sergeant Christensen was able to formulate a plan to help this soldier resolve this issue and get back to financial stability. Question 1. Do you know your squad members well enough to notice when they are a little off?